9. Universe Mechanisms. Time and space are a conjoined mechanism of the master universe. They are the devices whereby finite creatures are enabled to coexist in the cosmos with the infinite. Finite creatures are effectively insulated from the absolute levels by time and space. But these insulating media, without which no mortal could exist, operate directly to limit the range of finite action. Without them, no creature could act, but by them, the acts of every creature are definitely limited. Mechanisms produced by higher minds function to liberate their creative sources, but to some degree unvaryingly limit the action of all subordinate intelligences. To the creatures of the universes, this limitation becomes apparent as the mechanism of the universes. Man does not have unfettered free will. There are limits to his range of choice, but within the radius of this choice, his will is relatively sovereign. The life mechanism of the mortal personality, the human body, is the product of supermortal creative design. Therefore, it can never be perfectly controlled by man himself. Only when ascending man, in liaison with the fused adjuster, self-creates the mechanism for personality expression, will he achieve perfected control thereof. The grand universe is mechanism as well as organism, mechanical and living, a living mechanism activated by a supreme mind, coordinating with the supreme spirit, and finding expression on maximum levels of power and personality unification as the supreme being. But to deny the mechanism of the finite creation is to deny fact and to disregard reality. Mechanisms are the products of mind, creative mind acting on and in cosmic potentials. Mechanisms are the fixed crystallizations of creator thought, and they ever function true to the volitional concept that gave them origin. But the purposiveness of any mechanism is in its origin, not in its function. These mechanisms should not be thought of as limiting the action of deity. Rather is it true that in these very mechanics, deity has achieved one phase of eternal expression. The basic universe mechanisms have come into existence in response to the absolute will of the first source and center, and they will therefore eternally function in perfect harmony with the plan of the infinite. They are indeed the non-volitional patterns of that very plan. We understand something of how the mechanism of paradise is correlated with the personality of the eternal Son. This is the function of the conjoint actor. And we have theories regarding the operations of the universal absolute with respect to the theoretical mechanisms of the unqualified and the potential person of the deity absolute. But in the evolving deities of supreme and ultimate, we observe that certain impersonal phases are being actually united with their volitional counterparts, and thus there is evolving a new relationship between pattern and person. In the eternity of the past, the Father and the Son found union in the unity of the expression of the infinite Spirit. If, in the eternity of the future, the creator sons and the creative spirits of the local universes of time and space should attain creative union in the realms of outer space, what would their unity create as the combined expression of their divine natures? It may well be that we are to witness a hitherto unrevealed manifestation of ultimate deity, a new type of super-administrator. Such beings would embrace unique prerogatives of personality, being the union of personal creator, impersonal creative spirit, mortal creature experience, and progressive personalization of the divine minister. Such beings could be ultimate in that they would embrace personal and impersonal reality, while they would combine the experiences of creator and creature. Whatever the attributes of such third persons of these postulated functioning trinities of the creations of outer space, they will sustain something of the same relation to their creator fathers and their creative mothers that the infinite spirit does to the universal Father and the eternal Son. God the Supreme is the personalization of all the universe experience, the focalization of all finite evolution, the maximation of all creature reality, the consummation of cosmic wisdom, the embodiment of the harmonious beauties of the galaxies of time, the truth of cosmic mind meanings, and the goodness of supreme spirit values. And God the Supreme will, in the eternal future, synthesize these manifold finite diversities into one experientially meaningful whole, even as they are now existentially united on absolute levels in the Paradise Trinity.